It's the bold legal group pricing confidence survey. Now, we've been doing this for a couple of years, and thank you for all those who've contributed to that over that period of time. It's been really, really useful. This year, we're doing it slightly differently. Now, for those of you who got no idea who I am a lawyer. I retired from private practice a couple of years ago, and I started an organization called the Big Yellow Penguin. And I wander around the globe with a penguin. And the penguin is a metaphor, and it's a metaphor for change. Because I read a book called Our Iceberg is Melting by John Cotter, and the iceberg that I think is melting for the legal profession is the billable hour. Okay, we've seen everything we see about AI at the moment, the billable hour, the billable hour, the billable hour. And if we start doing things quicker, we certainly don't want to be charging by the hour. So that's where I'm coming from this. And I do lots of work with law firms of all kinds of sizes, from very big to very small, about pricing and pricing confidence. So that's a little bit about me. I have written a book. It's 100,000 words, 400 pages, okay? And it's the only book on dishing the billable hour, and it tells you how to do it. So if you want to buy somebody in your organization a present, please buy them it, because it might help them. Now, the survey. I would like to, first of all, thank Leap. Leap have sponsored this survey that we're going to be sending out to you guys and further afield. So thank you very much to the good people at Leap. And you will see that it's something that Rob gets involved in, I get involved in, and the penguin gets involved in. And why does the penguin get involved in this? Because it's the metaphor for change, okay? We want to change the way that we start thinking about pricing and how we do things. And the survey that you're going to get, if you've contributed to the previous ones, you'll know that they had quite a lot of questions. There's not so many in this one. We are looking at pricing again. We are asking you more questions about pricing. We're talking about how much you price for a freehold purchase. I'm not doing leasehold. I'm not doing sales. I'm just to give you an idea. And we're asking, where in the world are you? What county are you in? Because lots of you will say, oh, you can't charge. Sean, you can't charge that from where I'm from. They won't pay for that where I'm from. And actually, if you start looking across counties and areas like that, you will find, yes, you can. You can charge more. I can point, I know somebody in County Durham who's probably charging three times what his local competitors in inverted commas are. And how does he get away with doing that? The answer is because he asks for it. So what we want to do is actually look at pricing. We're going to look at also the conveyancing add-ons. These are the things that if you've got a website calculator, you'll know that it will spew out a number. And then you start saying, and if we've got to do XYZ, XYZ, or ABC, we're going to charge you a little bit more for doing these things. Now, I did a piece of work, an article for Today's Conveyancer a few years ago. And I looked at conveyancing add-ons that were in the market just by mystery shopping a number of firms. Anyone want to guess how many I came across? Gentlemen in the front, you look remotely intelligent. 40. Hands up if you think it's lower than 40. Hands up if you think it's higher than 40. Hands up if you think it's higher than 100. Hands up if you think it was 120. It was 120. 120 conveyancing add-ons. What I've done in the survey is pull out some of the add-ons and said, how much do you charge for this? Because loads of you will do these add-ons. You will do these deed of gifts. You will do these extra bits, and then you don't charge for them. But I want you to know what you do to those of you who do charge for them, what you're going to do, because that will help your pricing confidence. Okay? It's conveyancing add-ons I've mentioned. And it is all about confidence. I've recently finished a project with a large firm. You would know them if I could tell you their name. 500 staff they've got in the firm. Okay, so they're a big firm. Their resi team have doubled their prices. Do you know what's happened to their instructions? Nothing. Gone down a tiny bit. But they've doubled their prices because they felt more confident about asking for what they did, because what they do is really good. And one of the other series of questions that we've got in the survey is asking you about morale. How is that? Because quite often, last couple of surveys, last couple of years, it's been a bit low. And so we ask you a little bit about that. But what I hope this survey will do when you get the results will be to encourage you to actually try and raise your prices and ask for more for the great work you do. I ran a law firm. I was a litigator. I know conveyancing is bloody, bloody hard. It is. I've got the utmost respect for conveyancing people. But we've got to see if we can help. And will this help you improve your morale? And I want you to be like Macy. Anyone know who that is? Come on, what's up with you people? That's Macy Adams. She's a comedian. Now, I'm not saying we've all got to be comedians. But one firm I work with, and they had somebody called Macy. And I did this project. The kickoff project says, all clients are not the same. All clients don't have to be treated differently. You price the client and the individual bit of work, but you don't always have to price everybody the same. And Macy was in the kickoff meeting with the CEO. The CEO had said, that's absolutely right. You don't have to do that. If somebody is awful, put your price up. And so Macy had heard, and her colleagues heard this pitch, that being endorsed by the CEO. I went back the following week, said, anybody had any success? And Macy said, yeah, I have. I was doing a conveyancing quote last week. And our standard price for doing this particular work for this conveyancing quote was £3,750. But the client, the bloke I spoke to, he was really rude to me. And I thought, you're going to be difficult. And you're going to be hard work. And I remembered that my CEO had said, if you do that, you don't have to take every bit of work that comes through the front door. You want more than your share of the good stuff, because that's what you said, Sean. So I decided I was going to charge an extra £2,000 for this person having been rude to Macy when she took the call. And she asked for £5,750. I said, Macy, I said, what happened? She said, he said yes. So she was very happy about that. Now, if any of you have ever been in a presentation I've done before, you know I have a pocket full of penguins. Okay. Macy, you've heard the story. What level of seniority in the law firm is Macy? Anyone want to have a guess? Win a penguin. Who's that receptionist? You're in the right area. Okay, I'm going to keep the penguin and I'm going to click the button. In fact, I will, on my way out, I'll give you that. She's a legal apprentice, year one, and she works at Fisher Jones and Greenwood. So she was confident, and I said to her afterwards, when I heard this story, I actually went up to the CEO and said, wow, that young, newly qualified lawyer you've got is really, really, really good. She's really, really, really bullish. And the guy said to me, she's not qualified, Sean. He said she's a first-year legal apprentice. And she's a first-year legal apprentice that is not fettered by the baggage that we've got with the historic pricing. Okay, so I want you to be more like Macy. The survey is now open. If you've got your phones handy, you want to take a picture of the QR code, feel free. Or you take a picture of the SurveyMonkey URL, but I'm sure Rob will be sending it out as well. This survey is now open. You can do this on your way home on the train. It's not terribly long to do this. You might need if you've got 100. If you've got 120 add-ons, you won't be able to do it on the train because you'll have to look it up. But you will be able to do some of this. So the survey is now open, and we'd love you to actually complete it because we want to feedback the results. The big reveal, where we're going to do a webinar, where we tell anyone who registers for the webinar, we'll send you the report. So hopefully we've got some data to give you. It's on the 9th of September. And as you work through the survey, it takes you to a link to the big reveal event. So click on that and book yourselves in for that, because we'd love to see you there in September. We did it last year, Rob, myself, and Peter Ambrose. And we had lots and lots of people on that particular gig. So that's the big reveal. It's on the 9th of September. That's what the LinkedIn page looks like if you need to navigate your way around it. There is no time for questions. If you do have questions about pricing, please do contact me. Send me a message. I'm more than happy to chat with you. I hope you enjoy the next session, because it's going to talk about client account. It's going to talk about client account interest. And in some law firms, the client account interest is the biggest fee earner, i.e. contributing the most. That might not be around. I don't know what they're going to say. Might not be around in the future. And so if you want to make more profit, you've got to put your prices up. And I hope this survey, if you participate, helps you do that. Okay, thank you very much, everybody.